I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Delhi Decoded. I'm Pritika Khanna, and I am back with another episode of our weekly podcast where we discuss a city which is very close to our hearts, even though it causes us a lot of pain sometimes, our very own Delhi. What are the first three things that come to your mind when someone says Delhi? For me, the first would be various historical monuments. You know how everyone uses an establishing shot of India Gate or Red Fort when they start talking about Delhi in a film or an ad? The second but most important thing according to me would definitely be food. People from all across the country and the world come to try out the food here, and I am sure most people don't go back disappointed. There is so much to try from traditional and even modern cuisines. I think Delhi has it all. The third is the stores that are around the city. Delhi is famous for all kinds of clothes. You have traditional markets in Chandni Chowk or the modern ones like Karol Bagh and South X, which have stores galore and are always filled with people. Now, both these things might just get a push. The Aam Aadmi Party in their manifesto has promised to allow shops and restaurants to be open for 24 hours. I can say for sure that some friends of mine are very, very excited about this announcement, especially those who aren't morning people. And there are quite a few in our generation, don't you think? With food delivering platforms like Swiggy and Zomato, midnight cravings are already taken care of. But soon, you may just be able to walk into a store and buy clothes in the middle of the night or go catch your favorite movie. The promise is to establish 24/7 markets on a pilot basis in key commercial areas where shops, restaurants, etc. can remain open round the clock. The move is to make Delhi a more bustling and hospitable city and also contribute to tourism and overall economy. In January this year, Mumbai became the first city to officially allow eateries, multiplexes, shopping centers and malls to be open round the clock. State Tourism Minister Aditya Thackeray, who made the announcement, said that it wasn't a mandatory decision and the businesses could decide for themselves. According to a report in Mint, restaurant owners from popular chains including those like Social and the National Restaurant Association of India called the move progressive. However, weeks after the announcement, mall owners were a little skeptical about the decision. For them, it means additional costs, manpower, and doubts over footfalls late at night. It has been a week since the new government came to power in Delhi, so the modalities of this announcement are still being worked out. But I am sure it is one which the younger generation of Delhi is definitely looking forward to. That's all from me this week. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or questions, you can reach out to us at hdsmartcast@hindustantimes.com. You can also reach out to us at our new website, hdsmartcast.com. We are also ever present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also reach out to me directly at Pritika Khanna on Twitter. That's PRETIKAKHANNA. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week with more from Delhi.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.